Hi friends, welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm so happy you're joining me today. I'm Stephanie, your host, and I want to talk with you about why moms need God's Word every day, and I want to offer some simple ideas to make it happen. But first, let's go to our verse of the day. Psalm 141, verse 1. Lord, I call to you. Come quickly to help me. Listen to my plea when I call. Isn't that perfect for us moms? Lord, come quickly to help me. I think all of us need help very quickly, right? We all need that. So I want to talk with you about why moms need to be immersed, be soaking in God's word every day, be reading his word or listening to his word every day. That means, yes, having your Bible out on your counter. That's a little tip I have for you. Just having it as a visual reminder, maybe reading the readings each day. If you're Catholic, even if you're not, I think this is a great resource, but it is specifically a Catholic app. It's called Laudate, L-A-U-D-A-T-E, and it has the readings each day for the Mass, daily readings. It's a great app, and it will help you get in the Word each day. And there's actually a podcast that reads the reading. So you don't even have to be reading it on your phone. Just play it in the morning while you're getting ready. That's a little tip for you. Okay, I have six reasons. There are so many reasons why us moms need to read God's word every day. And we need his word just in our heart. We don't have to read it necessarily. You can listen to it. But we have to have his word every day. And these are six of the reasons I came up with. There are plenty more. But I want to share these with you, and maybe it will encourage you and inspire you today to really open that Bible. Maybe it's been collecting dust, no guilt, no shame, none of that. There's no room for that. God's mercies are new every morning, and you can do it, friend. You can open up that Bible and read one verse at a time. Start with Psalms. That's a little tip. Okay, I can't stop with the tips. Let's get into these six reasons why moms need God's word every day. Number one, it shifts your focus, helps your eyes be fixed on God. It shifts your focus from the daily struggles of your mom life. Of course, it's joyful, but it's also hard. Yes, it's hard. So it shifts your focus from the hard to God's truth, his promises in the Bible. Your eyes are fixed on God. Number two, it changes your heart and it helps you become the kind of mom you want to be. So soaking in God's word, it will change you. It will change your heart, I promise you. And it's going to help you become the kind of mom you want to be, because the Bible has timely help, words of wisdom, so much truth. And the Psalms are really a great place to start. And it's going to change your heart, I promise you that. Number three, you're going to be filled with the things of God and less of the things of the world. So when we are scrolling social media, looking at Pinterest, watching YouTube videos, those aren't evil things. Like, they're not intrinsically bad or something. I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm telling you that's stuff of the world. It is. And when you're filled with the things of God by listening or reading his holy word, it's just better for you, mama friend. It's better for all of us, right? We want to be filled with the things of God. And that's what listening to the Bible, reading the Bible will do for you. Number four, reading the Bible is going to jumpstart your prayer life. So having God's words in your ears, looking at them with your eyes, if you're reading your Bible, opening it up every day, it is going to jumpstart your prayer life. So when you have that time during the day that you're carving out to pray, whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes, it's going to help you. Those words are going to be in your heart and in your mind, and it's going to jumpstart that conversation with God, because prayer is just a conversation, a relationship with our Lord. Number five, having God's word every day in your heart, in your mind, reading it, listening to it, it's going to bring peace into your home. Your family is going to benefit. So think of this as a gift you can give yourself and your family. And lastly, number six, being immersed in God's word, it's going to help you love the Lord more and follow his commands, which will set you free. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So when you're soaking in his words, when you're reading God's love story to you, you are going to love him more. You're going to realize how much he loves you and how much he has done for you, for each of us, out of his love, a pure gift for us, and it's going to help you love him more and follow him more closely. So just really quickly, I've given you some simple ideas to make this happen, but number one is to probably listen to an audio version, because us moms can have a little earbud in while we're going about our day doing things. And you can listen to so many different great things. Like I mentioned, Laudate, it's a free app. Laudate has readings on there, meditations. It's just beautiful. You've heard me talk about Hallow probably, Hallow. It's a Catholic app, but it's not just for Catholics. It's incredible. They have these meditations and you can choose whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It will read a reading. This lovely voice, it's so relaxing. This lady will read, or man, whoever you want to read to, will read a reading, a gospel passage, and have some silent time for you to reflect. And so it's just beautiful. Laudate app, Hallow app. There's also the Bible app. You can play the audio version. There's the Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike. And again, you don't have to be Catholic to listen to it. He's literally just reading the Bible and giving some commentary. So good. Something else, like I said, was the visual cue of the Bible out on your counter. These are all ways that you can just really immerse yourself in God's word and just commit to it, friend. That is the biggest thing. Know that it's going to benefit you and your family. You're going to grow closer to the Lord through this. I just really pray over each and every one of you and myself that we can learn to love God's word more each day so we can love God more. We can get to know the person of Jesus Christ and have that love overflow into our family and everybody else we encounter. So I hope this episode was a blessing to you. Thank you so much for being here. I'll catch you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in today, friend. I'm so grateful for you. Let's connect on my email list. Go to bit.ly/monthly happy mail and we can be email besties. What do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Have a joy-filled day. Bye for now.
Bye for now.